were in a band together when we were probably 14, but Joel couldn't even play the drums then. And it's literally like we were doing like little covers. It's
terrible. Like, I had a drum kit and I went, it was awful.
What was that band
used to rehearse in Joel's?
What were they called?
Yeah.
It was called the Kinky Fridays.
I quite like that actually. Yeah. Kinky Fridays.
Good. Bit like Happy Mondays, yeah. Isn't it?
So when did you start drumming seriously then, Joe?
About
2012.
3 years ago, yeah.
Yeah. So he always says 3 years, it's 4 years now.
Yeah, it's 4 years now, yeah. It just comes out 3 years, just used to it. But yeah, it wasn't long. I don't know why.
Everything's happened pretty quickly then.
Yeah, and I've had to learn quicker.
And what about the other guys in the band? you'd all been mates. Were you all listening to the same music? And
I think so, yeah. That was kind of, there was always that kind of, in other bands we'd all been in, there was probably like clashes and we weren't pulling in the same direction sonically. Whereas this band was, immediately when we got together, we wanted to sound the way we sound. But when it breaks, don't cry. I'll always hold some place for you. I'm over you, get under me. This is the last time, don't say it's the last time. Call me up, you've got me choking up.
Now, when we were talking earlier, you told us the years that you were born, which depressed us, really, didn't it? Go on, 2 years that you were born.
No. Joel's 92 and I'm 1993.
OK, because I got into radio in 86. That's a long time ago. And, of course, at the time, you used to have record pluggers that used to come round with white label vinyl. And
we've just got ours as well.
Have you?
Yeah, we
test
are.
Pressing.
Yeah. But you didn't have the internet, you didn't have all the downloads. Do you think it's easier nowadays to make your way into music than it was maybe 20, 30 years ago?
I think, in that, like, when if you're looking at it that way, yeah, because you can spread your music easier, but in the same shirts, that means everyone's trying it. So there's a lot more people, I think, who are on the same sort of wave. Do you know what I mean?
There's like a,
it's so easy,
an X Factor generation as well. Do you know what I mean? Of like, anyone thinks that they can do it.
Yeah. Does that make you want to spit when you say the X Factor generation?
No, not really. It's just kind of, it is what it is. It's like, my mum and dad have always been realistic. Like, if my dad thought I was rubbish at writing songs, he would have told me. He wouldn't have just let me. He would have just been realistic, because that's kind of my approach on things. So I think there's some people who, because you see some bands or some people, you just think, who's telling you?
Is it you that's doing the writing?
I write songs, yeah.
Yeah, Tom does.
Okay.
So
and you're not afraid of a good catchy tune, are you, Tom? Because that's what they're known for.
That's what I've been brought up on, my mum and dad's record collection.
You must be really excited, because you must know you're getting really big, because you've been on Jules Holland, and even more so, you've got your name on the Stockport road signs.
We have done.
It's even bigger than Jules Holland, though.
But just, I mean, how much does it matter to you, the fact that you are Stockport lads, and you've got, I mean, on the Stockport sign it says Home of the Blossoms.
When it first came about, we never ever thought, oh, you know, this is what we're going to say, but we just said where we are from. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but when I get a letter through at my house, it says Stockport.
That's what I mean, do you know what I mean? So we're never going to say...
Maybe as well, really. Yeah. Never find you otherwise.
Exactly.
We never say we're from Manchester, because we just are from Stockport, but we never really thought about it. And now it's just like, everyone's like, oh, it's really good you say you're from Stockport.
And it was basically when we came on stage, I would say, we're Blossoms from Stockport, and it just never... I just never stopped saying it. It kind of stuck, yeah. Even when we was at, like, Night and Day.
Or Japan.
Playing to, like, two people.
All right. So your feet still firmly planted in Stockport.
Definitely.
Yeah,
come off the train and got a Greggs and come
still at home with your mum and dad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're away that much. It's kind of pointless trying to... Oh, we wouldn't be able to move out now anyway.
There's no point.
Well, you know that Mastermind is filmed here in Salford, so we've chosen your specialist subject for you. Because we can't let you go without just seeing how good your Stockport knowledge
is. Probably going to be.
It's going to
be a letdown, this, isn't it?
Okay, all right, Tom, we'll go with you first, yeah? Name the artist singing about your hometown.
Frankie Vaughan.
Ooh, straight in there.
Straight in. That's Tom
I knew that as well, so I feel quite
Tom confident. One. Right, Joe, name the link between this song and Stockport.
It's filmed at Strawberry Studios in Stockport.
Yeah. Filmed?
Not filmed, recorded. That was weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, Strawberry Studios was where 10cc recorded I'm Not In Love.
Do you know the,
well,
the
so
middle
far?
Bit as well? It was the receptionist.
Was it?
Yeah, it was, yeah. With
the one that says Big Boys Don't Cry.
It was the receptionist.
Good knowledge.
You trying for a bonus point there?
I was a bit, yeah.
BBC 4 documentary that the other week. I see it as well.
OK, Tom, your second question. There is one of these in Stockport, but back in 1987, when the plans were drawn up, there were originally going to be five of them.
Do you want to pass it over to Joe? Because I don't know.
I'm only saying by it because it looks dead 80s.
Oh.
I'm saying the pyramid.
Oh,
good chance.
He snuck in there. Yeah. Joe has got that point.
Okay. Yeah. Actually, my brain doesn't work like that. I don't look at buildings and think how old they are. I'm really bad at stuff like that.
It's probably the most 80s thing going, I reckon, in Stockport. That so, yeah. Sense. And it's a big pyramid. But imagine five of them though in Stockport.
It's got you in the lead. 2 points to Joe, one to Tom, and it's Joe's question.
Okay, the Stockport Viaduct is the largest brick-built structure in Western Europe, mm-hmm. but, and I'm sure as you've passed it on a regular basis, you've been sat there counting the bricks.
How many bricks
is it built from? Is it A, 21 million?
Yeah.
Is it B, 16 million?
Yeah.
Or is it C, 11 million?
It's the A.
21 million.
No, it's 16.
No, he's gone with eight. So first
No. Because I thought it was 12.
Right, so you've gone from...
that rings a bell with
McMahon. Well, why not 11 then?
I just say 11.
11.
Yeah, it's the right answer.
Told you.
He's grabbed
I
it
thought
back.
You were trying a trick question with and you weren't
back.
Giving the answer.
Oh, we're not clever enough to do trick questions.
See, I was nearly there, though, then.
I thought Jordan, I've heard him talk about brick structures in the viaduct before. That's the kind of
rave-on lifestyle that you boys live.
Forget chucking TVs out of hotel rooms. How many bricks are in that viaduct?
He makes stuff up, though. He told me that the town hall used to be black, even though
it's not. When I'm bored, I do things like that.
Been
when you spend
money
in a van and you've got, like, a 6-7 hour drive, this is the things you have to do.